And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. The fundamental right of parents to guide their children's upbringing found powerful allies in Congress this last week as Senators Tim Scott and James Lankford, joined by Representative Virginia Fox, introduced the Families, Rights, and Responsibilities Act. The legislation arrives as a direct challenge to bureaucrats like former Education Secretary Miguel Cardona, who once dismissed concerned parents as merely misbehaving in public. The Supreme Court has consistently recognized the primary role of parents in caring for children, and this bill aims to codify that sacred responsibility into law. President Trump continues his swift action to protect life, reinstating both the Mexico City policy and Hyde Amendment restrictions on taxpayer funding of abortion. The executive orders not only restore these crucial protections, but also rescind Biden's whole-of-government initiative that had redefined abortion as health care. Analysis reveals the Biden administration funneled over $1.23 billion to pro-abortion groups during his term, including Planned Parenthood and the UN's Population Fund, a misuse of taxpayer dollars that these orders will now prevent. The restoration of pro-life policies extends to the state level as well, where Indiana Governor Michael Braun signed an executive order demanding full enforcement of his state's abortion laws. His directive specifically addresses the Department of Health's troubling practice of withholding crucial abortion reporting data behind the shield of privacy concerns. With abortions down nearly 100% in Indiana, proper reporting becomes vital to ensure medical exceptions aren't being exploited to circumvent the law. Well, truth itself faces fresh assault from across the Atlantic as one EU commissioner unveiled a chilling comparison between the spread of disinformation and viral pandemics. In promoting Brussels' new Democracy Shield initiative, the commissioner claimed citizens, quote, not prepared to distinguish facts from disinformation, contaminate others like unvaccinated people spread disease. Major European newspapers, including The Guardian, have already begun severing ties with X, formerly Twitter, a move that silences rather than enriches public discourse. And justice and truth converged on Pennsylvania, where a 20-year-old woman now faces up to 17 years in prison after admitting she fabricated rape allegations that kept an innocent man locked up for over a month. The woman targeted the stranger simply because she found him creepy, resulting in his wrongful imprisonment and national media coverage of the fabricated crime. And that has been today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.